St. John had a book in his hand. It was his unsocial custom to read at meals. He closed it and looked up. "Rosamond Oliver," said he, "is about to be married to Mr. Granby, one of the best connected and most estimable residents in the town. Grandson and heir to Sir Frederick Granby. I had the intelligence from her father yesterday." His sisters looked at each other and at me. We all three looked at him. He was serene as glass. "The match must have been got up hastily," said Diana. "They cannot have known each other long." "But 2 months. They met in October at the county ball. But where there are no obstacles to a union, as in the present case, where the connection is in every point desirable, delays are unnecessary. They will be married as soon as the place which Sir Frederick gives up to them can be refitted for their reception." The first time I found St. John alone after this communication, I felt tempted to inquire if the event distressed him, but he seemed so little to need sympathy that so far from venturing to offer him more, I experienced some shame at the recollection of what I had already hazarded. Besides, I was out of practice in talking to him. His reserve was again frozen over, and my frankness was congealed beneath it.